guide, your concierge, your spiritual leader on this adventure, this journey that you're having into BDSM, kink, and fetish. Here on Everyday Kink, we will talk to creators, providers, insiders, to give you the inside scoop on this lovely journey that we're having. You'll get some tips. You'll get some advice. You'll get some ideas. But above all else, you'll get some great conversation. So stay tuned. Welcome back to another episode of Everyday Kink, and I have a very interesting subject for you. Just don't mind me, I'm walking, a little bit of allergies, but content is king, and we must deliver. The topic for today is exploration versus limitations. Now, I wonder if off the rip, do you understand the topic? If not, let me explain it a little bit more. In this world of fetish, kink, BDSM, all this fun and new energetic stuff that you get to dive into, people have their limitations. And these are flexible limitations. And the reason why I say they're flexible is because a lot of your limitations are based on your experience with a previous partner. I'll give you an example. If there is someone who is not into anal, 9 times out of 10, they have a bad anal story or a bad anal experience that they had with another partner. Either they were too rough, they weren't gentle, they had too many motorbikes. They didn't use enough lube, they didn't know what they were doing, which all tends to make the experience horrible, which then ends up turning that into a limitation, where someone says, well, I don't like anal, I won't do anal. Some of it is because they had a bad experience. Some people won't do anal because they just are not into it, but then there are some people who won't do it because of the experience that they had when they attempted to do it. Now, here's why it's a flexible, why I say there's flexible limitations. Sometimes the right experience with the right person can change your limitations. You've all heard stories about people who have connected with pseudo fake doms. And so their doming experiences, or experiences with a dom, have been horrible. Because the person who was doming didn't know what they were doing. Therefore, the representation of that aspect isn't great. Now, you put them in the hands of an experienced dom, well, that changes everything. Then they're not so opposed to being domed because their more recent experience is a lot better than their previous experience. Flexible limitations. When we're in the realm of figuring out what your kinks are, people will have a limitation of what they are willing to do because of the experience. Now, that doesn't mean they're not able to change their mind. Flexible limitations. That doesn't mean they'll change their mind. Hard limitations. It's all about the experience they have with you, how you make them feel when it comes to trying new things. Henceforth, exploration. Explorations is figuring out what you are into and what you are not into. Now, people will come in with limitations, but want to explore a little bit to see if those limitations will change. A great part of finding a good partner for a session, a play session, or relationship, is if you find someone who is willing to walk the path with you as you learn what your kinks are, as you learn what fetishes appeal to you. That exploration not only provides an overview of sexually the things that may appeal to you, but it also is part of this great bonding moment. You see, when someone gives you the environment to explore at your own pace, it doesn't make you feel bad if there are things that you just can't get into or things you don't know about. When you have that safe haven, that freedom to kind of try new things as you go along and decide where you're at in your lifestyle, it's a great bonding experience. It's a great relationship builder because now you have this connection. You feel safer. That safety, that environment allows you to sink truly deeper into who you are. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we all want to do. We want to find out who we really are. This is why we explore. This is why we have limits that we move or pull back. And that's why exploration of limits are a very strong part of any BDSM lifestyle or journey. Now, not everything is for everyone. And as we always say in my day job, that's okay. Just because you are not into this, maybe you're not really into hard spanking, maybe you like gentle spankings, doesn't make you any less of a member of the community and the lifestyle, doesn't make you any more of a member of the community or lifestyle. So, as you dive deeper into this journey, never be afraid to explore, never be afraid to showcase and talk about your limits. All right, let's talk about the second subject of this episode, levels. Now, levels go hand in hand with exploring and limitations because with each fetish, with each kink, there are levels. There are different levels to explore to figure out where you fit in to everything as a whole. Like the previous example I gave, some people love being spanked to the point where it breaks skin and leaves marks and wounds. Some people don't like it that rough. Some people like it a little softer. And some people like it in the middle. There are levels. Never be afraid to figure out what your level is. Your partner, if they're truly your respective partner, will understand that maybe you two may not go to the same extremes, but through communication, you can find a nice, even level for you to commune on. You know, some people like to be choked. Like, some people really like to be choked. And then some people, you know, a little choking here and there. Get rough here and there. Not all the time, not overbearing. Just a little bit, a little sprinkle, a little seasoning. And some people like to be tossed the fuck around. Levels. Like I said before, it doesn't make you any more or less than a member of the community and lifestyle. But there are levels. Just like some people can eat pizza all day. It doesn't matter the time of day. It doesn't matter how much. It doesn't matter what type. As long as it's pizza, they are in it to win it. And some people don't like pizza that much. They like it a little bit. They see it as mainly maybe a dinner thing, mainly a lunch thing. Or maybe something that they do at a social gathering. Maybe they're not really big people pizza people, maybe at a party, a slice or two. You're out on a walk during a tour of the city, you stop by a pizza place. It's not something that you really go out your way to do. The levels. Your levels are what helps make your BDSM and kink experience personalized for you. It helps you find your niche, your comfortable sweet spot. Levels are very important. And levels, as the name suggests, ranges from the extreme to damn near softcore. Never be ashamed to want to stay within your levels. Never be ashamed to want to decrease your levels. Never be ashamed to want to increase your levels. That's the one thing I think some people don't realize about the world of kink and fetish and BDSM. It's a ever-changing, evolving lifestyle and community. What you may be into one day, you may not be into the next day. What you may be obsessed with at one point in your life, you may not be as obsessed with it at another point in your life. There are, as they like to say, levels to this game. Never be afraid to embrace the exploration of your levels and finding the limits to your levels. You see what I did there? See, I just circled the wagons back. Been doing this for a while, son. Don't sleep. But levels. Levels are important. Levels are needed. And levels make things a lot better.
That was another episode of Everyday Kink. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed providing it to you. Now, if you like what you heard, you want to support the content, you want to support the creator, I always have links in the description. And if you want to help the podcast out, follow, like, favorite, suggest it to other people, share it. You can also donate so I can bring you more of the quality, the fun, and the enjoyment that you love. See you later, Space Cowboy.